Started.
Okay, so we are Torah. Hibadlu mitoch ha'ida hazos. So, do we have, stop, can you pass the, there's the white chumash on, yeah, did you, thank you. Tes zayin, todarava. Tes zayin chaf aleph. So it says, right, vaykhu ish machtaso vaytnu alem ish vasimu alem ketores vayamdu pesach olmoid Moshe ve'Aaron vayakel alem korach eskola daso pesach olmoid vayirach vod Hashem el kol ha'ida vaydaber Hashem Moshe ve'Aaron lemor hibadlu mitoch ha'ida azos v'achale osam kiraga vayiklu apnei v'yemru el elohei rechos l'chol basar ish achad yechtav al kol ha'ida tiktzof. So they offer their ketores. Kadosh Baruch Hu says, again, it's like the second time in two parshios. Like, I'll just destroy everyone. I'll just keep you guys. And they say, with the Damat Hashem, how could it be? Here it's Moshe and Aaron. By the Meraglim, it seemed like it was just Moshe. But okay, so it's interesting interaction. It says Rambam, Yesh Lishol. Here, Nachi will be in charge if anybody comes and needs a sheet. Yesh Lishol. Im Yisrael lo chatu v'lo mardu b'rabam. So it seems to be like there's Korach v'adaso matayim chamishim, but like, it doesn't seem like Klal Yisrael as a whole. We're talking millions and millions of people. It doesn't seem like they were necessarily part of all this. So if Klal Yisrael, if that's correct, and Klal Yisrael did not rebel, lama haya haketzef aleihem lomar v'achale osam kiraga. Why is Hashem threatening to destroy the Jewish people? V'im gam heim mardu kikorach v'chadaso. And if they were part of it, eich yomru Moshe v'yaron ha'ish echad yechatav y'al kol ha'idat tiktzov mimanavshach. Meaning Hashem's threat is to destroy everyone, and Moshe and Aaron's tefillah is how could you destroy everyone if it's only one person? So Iman Shach, what's going on? If it really is Korach and he's the only one, and like whatever, him and his inner circle, so what was the havamin of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to destroy everyone? And if it's not, and if really everybody was involved, what's the pshat of Moshe and Aaron's tefillah that Isha Echad Yechata? Because of Rabbeinu Chananel, he badlu mitoch ha'ida azos, adas Korach v'lo adas Yisrael. So Hashem saying to Aaron and Moshe, Aaron and Moshe, Aaron, you just brought the ketores, Korach brought the ketores, stay away from Korach v'adaso because I'm going to destroy them. V'yomru Elohei aruchos l'chol basar miyad hodia kadosh baruch hu l'moshe ki lo kol adas b'nei Yisrael b'kesh l'chalos aval adas Korach v'lvad. You have to read it back into the psukim. But says Rabbeinu Chananel, the initial havamina was not to destroy everyone. It was just to destroy that the 250 people, Korach and his inner circle, whatever it was, and therefore, that was the havamina. Lefikach pirush lo ze shamarti he badlu ha'alumi zivul mishkan Korach hadasam avir mahu shamarti. I don't know. I think what he's saying is that he badlu just means like physically, like everybody's standing in the area of the mishkan. So go, let's take a few steps back from there. But the whole threat was only on the mishkan area, only those people. Hiskir lahem ha'alumi zivul like yishur Korach vadadi shivu iluzvarim ve'enam nechonim. The Ramban is very, very to the point, right? It's wrong. It's just not the pshat. Ki lo haya roi lomar al korach dasan va'aviram shlosha anashim hi badlu mitoch ha'eda, ki inam eda. If it is Korach and his inner circle, we wouldn't call them an eda. That's the tzibur. Ve'in Yisrael besocham, and if Yisrael is not with them, va'aron im adas makri ve'ektores hayu besocham v'om, okay, va'od ki hi badlu remez lemoshe ve'aron bilvad. Also, lashon of hi badlu, Hashem saying, you too, just, you know, step aside, go away from the rest of Klal Yisrael, says the Ramban. Kmo hi romu v'chein v'achale osam kiraga remez l'magefa shetich v'amra v'atzim kerega v'chalila shlo yevin moshe nivu'asa v'yiteba. Because the Ramban, he thinks it's not the pshat. Whatever. I mean, we're left with the question. The question is, l'chora, all of Klal Yisrael was not joining in with Korach v'Adaso. So why is Hashem threatening to destroy everyone? And why are Moshe Aaron saying, you're going to destroy everyone for only one person? So says the Rabbi Nuchanano, no, the initial threat was not for everybody. Literally, it was only for Korach's inner circle. And the tefillah was, even within that, he only punished Korach and nobody else, or something like that. But the Ramban says, no, the pshat is that the initial threat was to destroy all of Klal Yisrael. So Hadra Koshi L'Duchta, why was all of Klal Yisrael being threatened if it's just Korach and his inner circle? Aval Atam. Initially, it's true. Korach was a small fringe group. And Moshe said, we're going to have this public display tomorrow, right? Hashem is going to show all of Klal Yisrael, who's the Kadosh, who's the one that he chose. So all of Klal Yisrael is observing what's going on. You have Korach Adaso, you have Aaron HaKohen, and you have everybody watching, all the millions of people watching. But initially, Klal Yisrael was kind of on Moshe Aaron's side. Az kara Korach l'chol edav amar lem ki b'chavod kulam hu mekane. And then Korach was this politician. He started speaking about how he's representing all of Klal Yisrael. He's looking at everybody's best interests, and people's emuna in Moshe and in Aaron began to get chipped away at. Vayita v'davar b'ineim. And people are saying, you know what? He's got some good points. He's got some valid points. V'nikalu kulam liros ulai yasheh b'nei Elokim v'tashuv avodah l'b'choreim. So says the Ramban, people are thinking maybe Korach is right. You know, it seems like he's saying legitimate points. Kol ha'edah kulam kedoshim. Or why is only Moshe's family who's taking all these positions of leadership? Hachanami. Maybe Korach is right. V'zetam v'ayakeloim Korach kol ha'edah. Ha'edah means all of Klal Yisrael. At this point, so Hashem says to Moshe and Aaron, they deserve to be destroyed because they don't believe in you anymore. Maybe they didn't say that initially, maybe they're not even saying it now, but in their hearts, I see they're no longer with you. Meaning, but to reject Moshe Rabbeinu is to reject his nevuah, because he's saying, I'm not doing this from myself, I'm doing this because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me. Okay, maybe their emuna in us, in you, is not ironclad. It's not, you know, they're not steadfast. But lemaisa, are they doing anything? Are they really committing themselves to follow Korach? No. Vu hagorei vu mefatosam. He's the real cause. He's the real problem. This should be a learning opportunity for all of Klal Yisrael. Punish Korach, and everybody will see that you really did choose us. And deep down, maybe they really aren't convinced that Korach is right. Okay, so that's the Ramban's pshat. That really was all the Eda. However, not all the Eda. Both in Shave, it was Korach was the ringleader, Kipshuto, right? And the rest of Klal Yisrael was kind of leaning towards Korach's side at this point. That's the way, if you look through Navi, through Tanakh, of if there's a chait on the klal, that the person who's davening is going to try to kind of be tole the chait on the ringleader and bring it away from the group. She yikalu ha-chait me'al ha'am v'nos t'noso al ha-yachit ha-gorim. We're taking it away from the tibur and putting it on the person who brought them there. Because either way, he deserves to be punished, that ringleader. B'chein Amar David, I really should have gone through all these examples and saw what was going on, but I forgot to do that. That's what it says by David. Hine anochi chatasi v'anochi ha'visi ve'ela atun ma'asuti na yadcha bi uveis avi. I think it's when David took the census of Klal Yisrael. Anybody know? Anybody learned Shmuel Bet recently? Perich Avdalid? I think that David counted everybody. Right, it's been a while. It's been some time.
Great school.
Oh wow. Yeah. Okay. That's fine. Right. So it says v'haya ha'onesh ahu al ha'am gam b'chetam. Right. But the people. Right. So David and Melech are saying, Hashem, don't punish them. Punish me. However, the punishment was supposed to be on the entire klal because they also were chote. Let's see. Shaya lehem laseis hashkalim me'atzmam, because they should have said, no, we're not going to join in this census. We're just going to give our shkalim. Right? Assuming that they're being punished for the census based on what Chazal say there. Ayin sham. He didn't say that they can't give shkalim. He only wanted to know their numbers. Okay, but he's trying to kind of put the blame on himself. And also, apparently, there's some issue even before the census which caused David to make the mistake of having the census, so they were involved, but David HaMelech is trying to push the blame away from them. This is what made me want to do this Ramban, these lines, okay? So it's Ramban. Rashi says at the beginning of that story of the census of Klal Yisrael, where he says, Vayosef af Hashem lacharos b'Yisrael. So Hashem's anger increased on Klal Yisrael. Vayoses es David b'hem. And Hashem was like a mesis, or right, he kind of led them astray through the David's decision now to count them. Because of Shemrashi, lo yadati alma. I don't know why Hashem was angry that kind of led to this whole disaster of the census. V'ani omer b'derech svara. Says Ramban, I'll tell you what's going on. Misvara. I'm not. And he's not convinced, but he's saying misvara. This is what's going on in that story of Shmuel Beis. Shohaya onish al Yisrael b'his acher binyan beis habechira. They're being punished because nobody is getting up and saying it's time to build the Beis HaMikdash. At this point, I don't even know if at this point the Aron was in Yerushalayim or the Aron was in what's it called, Telstone or whatever. His Masam was in Yerushalayim at this point. Kinin Shneamar Lishichno Sidrashu Uvasa Shama. There's a Chiyuv Lishichno Sidrashu. We have to be Dorish the Shechina and go there. Meaning we have to have a desire to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And at that point, that means to build the Beis HaMikdash. We have a kids book at home about tzaddik books about Rav Kook when he was a little boy. So Rav Kook was the what's that?
Tishlam,
yeah. So Rav Kook was like the Ilui of the Cheder, but he was the quiet guy who learned all day, but I guess he was like somewhat the ringleader. So one day, all the kids, we're talking about like eight, 9-year-old kids, whatever it was, so they were late from coming home from cheder, from school, and all the mothers are getting nervous, so they went to the Rebbe, and he said, I let them out 3 hours ago, I don't know where they are. And he says, Dafka, today, all the kids are always wild and whatever, but today everybody was behaving and whispering, and Dafka, right, of Avram Yitzchak, right, little Rav Kook, he was the one that everybody was coming to, and they were scheming about something, but I have no idea what it was. So they're getting worried because it's getting dark out. So then, I assume it's a true story. I don't know. I assume so. So they're getting worried, and then the wagon driver came into town. And he's saying, "How did you let your kids go stand in the middle of the forest at 10 o'clock at night? What are you guys doing?" And they didn't want to come back with me. What's going on? And we didn't say they could go to the forest anyway. They went back. They found the kids in the forest. And now it's 11 o'clock at night. Kids are sleeping. And they woke them up. And they're "What are you guys doing in the forest?" They're "We're going to Eretz Yisrael." how are you going to get there? We're going to walk there. And they said, but it's nighttime. And so little Rav Kook said, also, Am Yisrael left Mitzrayim at night, and they went to Eretz Yisrael, we're going to go. So they're no, you can't really walk there. It's pretty far. And also, so the Rebbe said to Rav Kook, little Rav Kook, he said, also, you're going to go to Eretz Yisrael? You don't know enough Torah yet. You gotta come as somebody who's a Talmud Chacham. He's okay, fine. So I'll learn first, but then we're going to go to Eretz Yisrael. So it's fine. So they brought them back to the village, and eventually Rav Kook went to Eretz Yisrael. But that was all the cheder. That's what he says. L'shechno sidushu v'asa shama. They had that desire to be Dorish HaKadosh Baruch Hu. L'chora, it's a true story. I don't know. I imagine it is. So says the Ramban, that's what was going on. Until eventually, again, the Beis HaMikdash was built 480 years after Yitzias Mitzrayim. So hundreds and hundreds of years. David HaMelech got to a point, wait, we should build the Beis HaMikdash. Shnemar v'hi ki yashav HaMelech v'veso, v'ashem yinech lo misaviv michol oivav, so I got to a certain point where there is no longer any major wars. David HaMelech's palace was built. Have you guys gone to Ir David? Maybe they found it, maybe they didn't find it, but they might have found it.
It's not true.
It's not true?
Not true.
Tanakh Trail. Oh, to Ir David? Oh, very nice. Yeah. Very cool. Okay, very nice. So they have a Beis Arazim. He's in this beautiful palace, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in this little temporary dwelling with the curtains. Vine David Mano Hashem Yisbarach Sha'amar. David HaMelech Hashem said, it's good that you want, but you can't build it. Ki Damim Rabim Shafachta Eratel Lefanai. You spilled so much blood. Is that going to find favor with me to build the Beis HaMikdash? V'nesach HaRod HaBinyan Ad Meloch Shlomo. So wait another generation. V'ilu Hayu Yisrael Chafetzim B'davar V'nesor Rubo Mitchila. But if this would have been a grassroots movement, not David HaMelech as the one, the leader or the one and only person as part of this movement, it would have been a grassroots movement of all of Klal Yisrael. Hayanase B'mei Echad Me'ashov D'mo B'mei Shol Gam B'mei David. This could have happened hundreds of years before, could have happened 100 years before, could have happened in David's time. Because even though it says Davim Rabim Shafachta and David HaMelech couldn't build it, but that's only if he's the one doing it. If he's just a shliach for Klal Yisrael, then they could have built it. They weren't paying attention to this need. And David HaMelech was the one who would be leading it. He's the one who's got himself aware of this need. He would have been the builder, and that would not have been appropriate for somebody whose midah is din to build the bayis, which is supposed to be by rachamim. And therefore, they had to wait another generation. But because of It's not, that wasn't because they were, there was an onus then. They wanted to build it, but they couldn't because David wasn't allowed to. Lafech. It's all because of the pshi of Klal Yisrael for not wanting to build it. That's what the psukim are being meramis to in Shmuel Beis. That's why there was this anger upon them. And therefore, you have to go back to the story there. They eventually were aware of the place of the threshing floor of the Yevusim, because that came about through the whole story that ended there. I forget the details. You guys know what I'm talking about, more or less. Okay, because through that whole magefa. This is hinted to in the psukim. Shneamar kilo yashati bebayis lemiyom helosius bnei Yisrael mitzrayim vadiyom azeh ve'eyeh mishalich b'chol asher eselachti b'chol bnei Yisrael davar divarti as echashet Yisrael asher tivis liros as amin as Yisrael demor lama lo b'disim libeis harazim. Alright, the psukim in Shmuel Beis Perek Zayin already referenced this idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is kind of hinting to the fact that it's not right, that he's not in his house yet. And nobody was aware that there's a problem here. So says the Ramban. The Ramban got this totally derech agav, right? How did the Ramban get to this whole mahalach? It could be the Ramban like had a mahalach and he tried to find a place to discuss it, but how did the Ramban get here? Because he said what was going on in our parsha by Korach v'Adasso is that all of Klal Yisrael was chote, but not chote to the same extent. Korach was obviously the ringleader, he's the instigator, and he's the one who's actually willing to take an actual maisa stand of trying to take the leadership from Moshe Rabbeinu. All of Klal Yisrael initially was more on the side of Moshe Rabbeinu v'Aaron, but we got to the point where their emunah and Moshe was chipped away at, and they got to observing this whole demonstration with the Ketores, kind of in their hearts thinking maybe this guy's right, and halavai that he should be right, because that it seems like his claims are legitimate. So therefore, that's what they deserve to be punished for. But Moshe Rabbeinu was able to kind of shift the blame away from them to the instigator, who's Korach. So the Ramban, we have such a mahalach by other places in Tanakh. For example, by David HaMelech and his census of Klal Yisrael, where the main sinner was David HaMelech, but he's trying to shift the blame away from Klal Yisrael, even though they were also involved. But then the Ramban says, however, there it's kind of not exactly what's going on, because there really Klal Yisrael really was to blame. They weren't to blame for the census, but it seems in the Pshat of the Pesukim they were to blame for something else. What were they to blame for? And then he says, doesn't say, but Misfar, I'll tell you what was going on. So this is an important Ramban. They're interesting in terms of just Jewish history and the Beis HaMikdash. I think it's important also in terms of the idea of, right, I feel like it's Rav Dessler talks about, in terms of the Kuntres of Nekudas HaBechira, that when you have somebody who puts people in a certain direction, so he's the one who's going to be blamed or blessed. Meaning, if you raise your children or family or lead the community in a certain way, letav ulemutav, if it's for the good or for the bad, so the ones who's really to blame or to be thanked is the one who put them there, because it could be they're not even thinking about it, they're just doing based on what they were told. I feel like it ties into what the Ramban is saying. But more importantly, I feel like the very important lesson of the Ramban is that it's so easy to fall into complacency. It's so easy to be in a place where we are so, our lives are so busy, and our lives are so much busier than they used to be l'chora in the times of Shmuel Beis. I don't know if they're busier, like, actually, but, like, our minds are more distracted. Like, we're so, it's hard to just remember, like, important things, because we're always, there's always something that's pulling at our attention. But what the Ramban is telling us is that, as humans, it's very easy to fall into complacency, to not realize how much needs to be done around us. Also, in terms of just what the Ramban is saying, of having a desire for a mikdash, having a desire for hashras, hashchina in our world, and getting close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but also stam, we just fall into complacency, we don't realize what we need to do to make our lives meaningful and to make the right decisions, and we just kind of go with the flow. So it's an important reminder for all of us as the year is ending, which is really crazy that the year is ending, that the official year is ending tomorrow, which is wild. The year went by really fast, especially for the guys who are moving on to the next stage in life. But for all of us, to always remember that sometimes it's important to take a step back. Rav Lichtenstein, he says that it's like a bit of a stira, I don't know, stira, but different like impressions from the Rambam, if there's a mitzvah of tshuva year-round, or if there's only a mitzvah of tshuva during Yom Nurayim. Says Rav Lichtenstein, he thought maybe misvara, that it could be there's tzvei dinin, there's two types of tshuva. There's tshuva, that you do a chet, you gotta do tshuva. That you do something wrong, you gotta do tshuva, and that's true all year-round. And the mitzvah of tshuva, of Aseres Yemei tshuva, is to take a step back and, you know, evaluate where you are. You know, are you on the right path for the goals you want to get to? And that's the broader kind of mitzvah of tshuva during Aseres Yemei tshuva. So it seems like that ties into what the Ramban is saying. It's important sometimes to take stock, to take a step back, and be like, okay, could be I'm doing the right things on the micro level? Forget, micro is small, right? Yeah, micro is small. Could be whatever. I'm getting up for davening, I'm being kovei itin for Torah, and I try not to speak Lashon Hara, and whatever we do. But maybe in the macro, in terms of like, but am I remembering to build the Beis HaMikdash? Am I remembering what I need to do for the people around me, for my community, for myself? We have to sometimes remember there are some basic things. Like the Beis HaMikdash is one of the most basic needs of Klal Yisrael that was being ignored because people were just so focused on, with their blinders on, of what's going on in their Arba Amos, and they forgot about such an important, bigger need. So it's important to remind ourselves, always think about what we can do more to, maybe, at least sometimes, not all the time, because then we'll get obsessive, but what we can do to, are we on the right path to where we want to be in a year from now, in 5 years from now, in 10 years from now, Mirat Hashem. So that's, I think, an important lesson from this Ramban. Adkan.
Shkaya.